Yes, indeed. The ways that worked before, they don't work anymore. We are definitely going through times of change, and change is coming around, even in the times that we're in, to shift everything that we thought we knew is changing. So be open to the new beginnings that are here for us in the second half of 2023. And I know that a lot of you have been navigating quite a bit. We are honoring you tonight. Our 14-year anniversary celebration continues. We welcome your phone calls at 866-972-7247. We welcome your phone calls. At this minute, we're going to be tuning in to see what's going on in the stars and the planets and see what Stacy Holler has every month. She kind of tunes us in and lets us know what the month looks like from the planetary scope. So let's bring on Stacy. Stacy, how are you tonight?
Hi, Sarah. Always happy to join you.
Glad to have you back here, Stacy. It feels like just the other day we were doing our last month update, and here we are again in our fabulous month of July. And I think, based on a conversation I had with you on Monday, I really think the planets are going to start kicking up some cosmic dust, right? What's going on there? And what can our listeners and their different astrological signs expect, Stacy?
Well, you know, as you've been saying, it's a really good time in the middle of the year to kind of take a look at things. So we're going to take a look at the full moon that happened on Monday, because that cultivated all our visions from the beginning of the year of the new moon that was in Capricorn in December. So that's, we're going to take a look at that. And of course, we always take a look at the new moon this month. But there's something different that doesn't really get a lot of attention that I think we want to chat about. That's the retrograde that we often forget and don't talk about too much, the Venus retrograde.
And that can be a complicated retrograde because it really helps us revisit people and relationships, yes?
I definitely want to share all about a Venus retrograde and what it means, yes. Because we talk about the Mercury retrograde because that happens a few times a year, right? Three or four times a year. So it feels like every time we turn a corner, here's another Mercury retrograde. But the Venus retrograde, that happens only about every 2 years. And it lasts for about 6 months. And it really, there are ways to navigate this retrograde that we could discuss that I think everybody should be aware of. You know, Venus is one of our personal planets. So like the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, they affect us the most drastically. So I thought we'd share a little information about how to navigate this retrograde. It starts on July 22nd.
Absolutely. It's when you said Stacy, when you said that, you said, all right, so it shows up around every 2 years. And then you said, and it lasts about 6 months. And my whole stomach just dropped because.
No. I'm sorry. 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Six weeks.
All right. You had me nervous there.
I'm thank you for catching that.
We wait 2 years for the planet of love to be retrograde for 6 months for them to turn around and slap us back in the faces 18 months from now. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we've got 6 weeks of Venus retrograde starting the 21st, you were saying?
So, yes, everybody breathe. Yes, it starts July 22nd and it lasts until September 3rd. Okay.
Oh, we can do that.
And
okay.
Venus, we can do that. And that's why we need to like plan. Here's the advice. You know, we talk about what to do and what not to do during a Mercury retrograde.
Right.
So let's talk about what to do and what not to do in a Venus retrograde so we can navigate this, right?
Yes.
So Venus is the planet of beauty and love, social events, friends. It's also the planet of money and values and luxury. Both Taurus and Libra are ruled by Venus, right? We think of Venus and love. So here's kind of the rules during a retrograde. First off, people ask astrologers all the time, when should I be getting married? Give me a date. So really, you want to look at a Venus retrograde because that's the time you definitely don't want to plan a wedding date. Now, if Mercury's in retrograde during that time, it might mean your plans might screw up a little bit and the food might get delivered late. But you want to make sure that the planet of love is not retrograde
right
when you get married. Now, other things we share is not a good time to get Botox fillers, plastic surgery, not a good time for cosmetic dental work, not a good time to all of a sudden launch a totally different look and hair color, not a good time to buy expensive luxury items, all right? And not a really good time to start love, because if you do start a relationship during a Mercury retrograde, it's not likely to turn out what you think it might be. But it's a great time to be with friends. Maybe they'll turn into lovers later on. But you want to navigate your Venus retrograde in that regard, and that way you'll be able to maneuver those 6 weeks.
Wonderful.
Is that helpful to everybody?
It does. It makes me feel like it's doable, and it's good to know the areas that Venus affects, because I know a lot of people come to me and they say, I'm looking to get some cosmetic surgery, and it's good to know that during a Venus retrograde, that's not the best time to do things such as that. Something that's elective, something that has to do with our beauty, our vanity, not the best time, if I'm hearing you correctly. And, you know, we may meet people
exactly.
In the summer. You know, a lot of times people like have a summer romance, but that may not be the romance that's a lifetime. So we have to just kind of take things in stride if something begins with Venus retrograde.
That's correct. Now, similar to a Mercury retrograde, lovers might come back, ex-lovers might come back. That is kind of similar. And really what it's doing is reevaluating your love relationships. Everybody needs to stop and look at, how is my love life? Are these relationships working for me? What do I really want in love? So I know you say I always minimize the retrogrades because it's a time that we could reflect. But we also want to watch out for the traps along the way and know how to navigate it.
Correct. Because we can reflect, but it's so important, Stacey, for all of us to look at these minimal setbacks, because if we have awareness, whatever the setbacks may be, they give us an opportunity to reflect. But we also can use it as a new interpretation as to how we want our life to be, as opposed to the things that aren't working. So I feel like it gives us a great canvas to kind of recreate the next segment of the next months to follow before the following retrograde, which, lucky for us, won't be for another 2 years. But that gives us these next 2 years to take everything that we've learned and also release a lot of the patterns that we've noticed from past relationships that maybe have come up in previous Venus retrogrades, but we weren't aware if it was time for us to break a pattern. So you would say that a retrograde will give us the opportunity to break a pattern as well, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the universe is giving us all a pause. It's giving us an opportunity to do just that. And then, you know, if we don't really follow our inner guidance and do what we need, Uranus will come in and give us a kick in the you-know-what anyway. So it's always great right. When we can do this on our own journey without letting the universe have the ultimate say.
Absolutely. So, Stacey, how does it look for all of us now as we spin from this Venus retrograde? And then I know next month you've got Mercury retrograde. But this month, what planets are retrograde in this month of July? And particularly Venus, how is that going to impact each one of our astrological signs? Can you clue our listeners in?
Yeah, let's take a look at every sun sign and pay attention if it's your rising sign and really talk about the different energies from the moon and Venus and where it is in your chart this month. So, sure, we'll start at the top with Aries. I do want to touch on everybody where this full moon is, because that's what you're really going to be feeling the last few days. For Aries, it was in your career chart. So you in your career house, so you might be seeing new opportunities and changes in your career. And your new moon is focused on family and home. That's on the 17th. And the North Node, which is the node of destiny, moves into your sign Aries. So it's definitely a destiny time for you. And your Venus retrograde, pay attention, it happens in your house of relationships, in your seventh house. So you, Aries, might find those old lovers coming back to you during this retrograde. Now, Taurus, for you folks, the full moon was hitting your house of adventure, philosophy, learning. Maybe you're charting a new path or thinking new ways about things. And your new moon is in your house of communications, which could also be short travels. Maybe you want to take a short trip now. But look at writing, look at communications and how you relate. And your Venus is in your house of values. So this is going to hit you, Taurus, too, especially. Now, Gemini, your full moon was in your eighth house. Time to take a financial audit. You're probably looking at your finances now and your investments and seeing what's working for you, because the new moon is in your house of financial goals. So it is a time to evaluate your investments. Take a look at aligning your goals and your financial prospects for you to adjust to your true self and where the path you want to be on. Now, Venus is retrograde in your ninth house. So it's about closure of past relationships that you could put to bed so you could move on and finally go to where you want to be in your love life. Now, Cancer, happy birthday to you, folks. Your full moon was in your seventh house. So you are looking at reshaping your relationships. You are able to move forward. Maybe you got some good news about a relationship on this full moon. Now, your new moon, also in Cancer, time to reflect. You know, you only get here one time a year where the new moon is in your own sign. So when that happens, it's a new start for you, a new path. Your Venus is in your house of income. So take a look at your finances, stay on top of your money and what you owe and debts to collect, Cancer. Now, Leo, the full moon was in your house of work. So you need to find a role that makes you happy, your day-to-day life to align with you. And your new moon is in the 12th house. So that's a time for you to really reflect on what you want out of relationships, what you want out of life. Really listen to your intuition. Jupiter is in your career house. So really reflect on that, Leo. Now, Venus, for you, it's in your first house. What do you want in a relationship? That's what it's all about for you. Where do you fit in? Now, Virgos, that full moon was in your fifth house. That's new love, romance. Maybe you're starting a new creative project. And your new moon is in your house of goals and ambitions and friends. So on this new moon, maybe new people coming into your life and figuring out people that no longer fit into your world. Your Venus is in your 12th house. A lot of deep reflection, Virgo. What does relationships mean for you and what do you value? Libra, the full moon was in your 4th house, so your focus has been on your home, maybe new responsibilities, maybe you want to change things up in your house. The new moon is in your career house. Time to find something new possibly for you, or maybe a new opportunity will come your way. Remember, Libra, Venus is your ruling planet. And it's retrograde in your first house. So for you, it's about maybe shifting values in your love relationships. What do you want out of them? And what is important to you? Scorpio, the full moon was in your third house. Maybe travels for you. It's all about communications. What was important to you back in December, Scorpio, that came to fruition now. Now, the new moon is in your ninth house. Look deep inside. Another travel house. So I think you're kind of itchy to travel, Scorpions. The Venus is in your house of values. Watch what you spend. Put off spending anything major until this Venus retrograde is over. Sag, the full moon's in your second house. You should be coming up with new ways to make money. That's a good sign for money for you. The new moon in the eighth house, also about investments and resources, new ways to make money. And Venus is in your third house. So for you, learn from your past relationships. You might hear from ex-lovers too, Sag. Capricorn, the full moon is in your sign on Monday. I'm a Capricorn, people. I felt it big time. It's in our first house. It's all about who we are, stepping into our own skin. The new moon is in our seventh house. That's about partnership issues, any fears of commitment, things like that. It's time to take a look at it. And then on top of it, with Venus going retrograde in our fourth house, it's where do we feel safe in a relationship? What does it mean in terms of home and family? Aquarius, that full moon was in your 12th house for you. It's a time to look inside, meditate, stay close to your intuition. Your new moon is in your 6th house of everyday life. Build health habits, take care of yourself. What is your daily routine? Your Venus is in your house of romance, so you too are thinking relationships. You too may get exes returned during this Venus retrograde. And finally, Pisces, last but not least, the full moon was in your 11th house. Friends, careers, ambitions, some of your friends may also go because they no longer fit for you. Who are your true friends? And the new moon is in your fifth house of creativity. Music is always big for you, Pisces, so always look to find that silver lining. And Venus, for you, is in your sixth house. How does romance fit into your everyday life? That is what you're going to be looking at. So we can all navigate all of these energies. And you could see how the importance of Venus throughout this month, right, Sarah?
Yes. It's going to have a big input on even how we interact with ourselves and how we love ourselves as well, Stacey, because having other relationships with people really starts with us and how we view ourselves. And perhaps it's a good time during this Venus retrograde to heal the wounds of even relationships that had to do with our past relationships of people in our families, because a lot of that transfers into relationships, romantic partnerships later on if we haven't healed the wounds of our family. Wouldn't you say that Venus also impacts that as well?
Yes, and here I will add to exactly what you're saying. The next Chiron goes retrograde in Aries on the 23rd. So yes, with Chiron going in retrograde in Aries, the first sign about who we are and our true selves, it is all of that. It is looking at our past hurts. Really, you know, healing those old wounds, looking at what we value in families and all, you know, the seventh house is intimate, close relationships.
Right.
So yes, it's a time to look at all of that. But it's interesting you brought that up since Chiron is going retrograde and the North Node is going into Aries at the same time. And that's the node of destiny. So it is a rite of passage for a lot of us.
And once and for all, cleaning the slate and healing these wounds so that we can have the life, the destined life that we're meant to have, rather than carrying our wounds like a bag of bricks and tripping ourselves up and repeating patterns that have proven to be destructive and taking us off our path. Stacey, we are always so glad to have you here every once a month on a Wednesday night to share your insight and your wisdom. Tell our listeners if they'd like to know more about their own personal birth chart, and connect into the energy of their planets and what they need to be working on and how they can navigate the months to come. How can they reach you, Stacey?
My website is www.destinyinthestars.com. There's a lot of information there about the different kind of readings, from natal chart readings or solar return, which talks about your mission this year and what's happening with your transits now. So whatever your questions are about your journey from birth and why you're here to what's happening now, we could all navigate together. And the information is right there at that website. And I look forward to hearing from anybody who wants to understand more about their own personal astrology.
Yes, it's very beneficial. I really advise everyone to connect with Stacey and really get a blueprint of what the stars have for you, because after all, your destiny is in the stars. And visit Stacey at destinyinthestars.com. I can tell you that she and I have exchanged a lot of different information regarding the planets now over the past few years. And of course, we've had Stacey on. Are we coming up on 2 years now, Stacey, of you being on the show? I think we're almost at your 2-year anniversary.
Are we?
Three?
I think we passed, I think we're like 2.5.
Wow. See, time is flying. So while we're having fun, the months are just marching on. And I know Stacey and I did a solar chart for me the other day because we were kind of catching up on my birthday chart. So thank you again for that, Stacey. And if you'd like to know what this year has for you or what your life has for you with your birth chart, visit destinyinthestars.com. As always, Stacey, it's a pleasure to have you here and be a part of our show and give guidance to our wonderful listeners and our friends on Facebook and YouTube. And you can visit Stacey at destinyinthestars.com. Thank you, Stacey. We greatly appreciate you. Have a great night and stay chill in Boston. And we'll talk to you again next month.
Oh, thank you so very much. My pleasure. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Bye for now.